I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And all week long, we have been featuring local artists from that are performing in Duluth's Homegrown Music Festival. That continues through Sunday. And our final performer that we're very excited to welcome to the studio is a young guy who's fairly new to town, I think, and it's Jacob Mann. Welcome, Jacob.
No,
oh, wait. There we go. We'll turn on your microphone there. Hello. So, Jacob, I first heard about you because you kind of, it seemed like, came out of nowhere to win the Beener Singer-Songwriter contest last fall. How long had you been in town at that point?
It had been about a month at that point.
Oh, okay.
We came up in late August mm-hmm. for the school season.
Okay. So you did kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
For people in the Duluth music scene. And where did you come from, and had you been doing music there?
Longville, Minnesota.
Okay.
And we, Walker, Longville, and we sort of did music in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Drive up to Bemidji and play a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have musicians in your family as well?
My brother.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he plays with you sometimes.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he plays washboard, right?
Washboard and electric bass.
Okay. And you are going to be performing on Sunday, the last day of this year's Homegrown Music Festival, at 11 a.m. at the Blind Pig. And is your brother going to be with you?
He's camping.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think so.
Okay. Did somebody tell him it's homegrown? Did anybody notify him?
It's out of my control.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jacob. It's been, I've seen you play a couple of times, and you're a young guy. You're still in high school, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So so it's, people have been kind of saying, wow, he's so young and he's so talented. You write your own songs too, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear something, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to start with?
Sounds good. We'll do the Gingerbread Man song.
Do you feel like a pig? On a shelf you crumble ease. When the people are cheaper, focus on a many colored tight screen. It says hush those guitar strings. You gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man, where you ginger?
focus on the many, many colored touch screens. It's hush, hush, those guitar strings. You gingerbread man.
Jacob Mann, live from Studio A, and Gingerbread Man, name of that one?
Yeah.
Could be a woman, too. that line made Latin. tell me about that song. What inspired that?
I was sitting in the kitchen, and it just came out. I can't tell you where.
Were there gingerbread men nearby?
I mean, there was...
Gingerbread people?
We had, like, ginger snaps or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought about going to open mics, some of the older folks... That it's just like a habit, you know, like a fun thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of them are a little more serious.
Mm-hmm. So tell me how you started to get started playing guitar and playing music.
I grew up at a summer camp, Camp Olson in Longville, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And folk songs around the campfire and stuff.
Okay.
I still, you know, when I play live, we do tons of folk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
just that you remember from then?
Yeah, that we remember. And I'm always learning. I like Charlie Parr, you know, and just trying to copy him and Kyle. And, yeah.
When did you first see Charlie Parr?
Not too long, like a year ago, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a year ago now or 2 years ago. Now, it doesn't seem like that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that was after I really got into him, like folk music was very different than... Kumbaya. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So that kind of changed things for you, seeing him.
Absolutely. More blues-oriented. And, like, he's really careful about, like, when he plays, he always, like, says who he's doing. Like, that was Blind Willie McTell, you know, or that was Spider John Coroner. And so it's like, it's really easy to just look up who he's listening to. And then, you know, folk musicians are cool like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and he reveres some of those people, and he even though now people kind of revere Charlie Parr, he is still in awe of these same that he now plays with sometimes, and so it's just really fun. He does have a lot of respect for those artists, and now you've kind of have that respect for him as well.
Absolutely,
it's the tradition, it's a musical tradition.
Yeah.
Well, that's really fun. Have you had a chance to talk to Charlie about music and?
A few times.
Which I'm asking, because I know he's very accessible and would be open to that.
So nice. Mm-hmm. What a guy.
Mm-hmm.
We had the opportunity, Pete Sitch lined up a show where we could open for him twice this year. And I've had time to, talk to him, pretend we're as cool as him, right before the show. And then just before show, he remembers everybody's name and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun. And yeah. Well, speaking of Pete Sitch, who people who hang out at Beaters a lot might know, and he puts on a Pete Fest there, for the last few years. He plays with you in another project. It has a name, doesn't it? Or is it just you?
I don't know.
Under your name?
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Because I know you and your brother, and sometimes Pete will play hand drums.
Absolutely, yeah. And then Joe Anderson on a clarinet, he comes up quite often. Mm-hmm. We just goof around.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a cool name for it.
God,
yet.
For some reason, I thought that it had an actual band name, but I'm probably making
that
up.
We might have had something at one point.
But it'll probably be different next time.
It'll
is that what
you're
saying?
It'll be different next time, yeah. Jacob Mann's the best bet right now.
Okay. So pretty much you. It's mostly you out and about performing. And you were just telling me that earlier today you were down at Amazing Grace and you've been doing a Friday thing there. Tell me about that.
Yeah. We did... Owen and I, every once in a while, Ron Ayers over there would get us a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's the morning. Everybody's coming in for breakfast, and I think it's one of the only breakfast places in Canal or something like that. And so there's always a fair amount of people in there. It's really good practice. But we were doing those, and he was coming in and doing sound and stuff. It was really fun on Saturday, but... He mentioned to me about a month ago, he had a guy who was just doing acoustic things there every Friday in the morning, and that worked out with my class schedule to go down Fridays. And the guy left on vacation. I filled in for him, and then I liked it, and I asked if I could just have it. And the guy was super nice, and he moved to Thursdays. So I play there acoustically. every Friday now. And that's the best when you don't have to plug in or anything.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like about it? And do you get a lot of people there? I'm not in that area usually at that time of day, so I don't know what it's like.
It's sometimes there's a good amount of people. It's cool. Dave Van Ronk is a folk musician from Greenwich Village in the 60s, and he talks about playing at the Gaslight acoustically, because I don't know if they couldn't afford a PA or if it was just like not that popular. Anyway, it didn't matter. He was playing all these, you know, small coffee houses acoustic. And I know from experience my guitar sounds better acoustic, you know. And a mix of all the nice people there, me trying to be like Dave Van Ronk, and the guitar sounding a little bit better. It's all bonuses.
Now, did you is Dave Van Ronk one of the people that you discovered through Charlie Parr, or did you know about him otherwise?
I'd heard from other friends, summer camp.
Okay,
you know, whispers of Dave Van Ronk.
All these years after his death, that's nice that people are still.
Oh yeah,
the whispers are still spreading about his talents. And tell me, you mentioned your guitar. Tell me about your guitar. It says Kalamazoo on it. It doesn't have the round sound hole. It has the are those called F holes? Is that
yeah,
right?
I think so. Yep. Even though that sounds ridiculous. You know? It's an arch top 1939 Kalamazoo. It was the budget line, Gibson's budget line during the 30s. Kalamazoo, Michigan is, I think, where they started making stuff.
Was this your first guitar, or
this is no?
Oh, okay. How did you acquire this? It's a very attractive guitar.
Thank you. Willie's American Guitars.
Oh, okay.
In the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. I took my Taylor down there, which I wasn't a huge. I liked it when I bought it, and then like after a year, I was kind of on and off about it. So I took it down there, and it was even trade-in.
Nice.
Yeah. Is killer.
Nice. Well, let's hear another tune on that 1930. What year did you say? 1939
or 30? I think 8 or 9.
Kalamazoo. What do you want to play next?
We don't have a good name for it. It's something about feel me warm.
Okay.
Fire or something.
Okay. Sure.
We'll try it.
Can you feel me warm?
feeling of being on fire. Oh, ho, 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 when you're feeling warm. Well, you take all to the feeling day. Down, oh, down, down. When you're feeling warm, it's a da 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 da
Jacob Mann, live from Studio A, and still to be determined, feel me warm, maybe?
Yeah, feel me warm.
Okay. So it seems like you have, you know, you were fairly quick to kind of get into the Duluth music scene after you got to town. Did you start at Beaner's? Is that where you kind of started meeting people? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, it was that songwriters' comp. I didn't do anything when we first got up here. You know, I did a few open mics and stuff, but... after that songwriters competition, Jason Musso and Pete Sitch, they're all super nice, you know, and they were really welcoming into the scene. Ron Ayers too at Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. Great dudes.
Yeah, it seems like there's kind of this group, you know, that emanates out of Beaner's that's really tight, you know, musical group, Dan Dresser and Jen West.
Oh, yeah.
And all these people that either worked there or, you know, and Jason is always very welcoming of new talent and new people. So
absolutely.
That was a good place for you to start.
Oh, for sure.
And so what have you been doing since then? So you're doing the regular gig at Amazing Grace, or do you have any other, where do you try to play?
I mean, it's been random. Mm-hmm. We've got a thing at the Spirit. That'll be our first thing at the Spirit Room. Mm-hmm. And just like Little Angie's. Mm-hmm. We did a Herring thing a little bit ago at Dublin. Just I think the usual places mm-hmm. for local musicians.
And I'm going to assume this is your first Duluth Homegrown Music Festival.
This is, yeah.
And being underage can be, there are a lot of underage shows, but it can be kind of tricky. How has that been working out for you?
Yeah, it's been good. We don't stay up too late anyway. Mm-hmm. It's nice to, oh, we can't go to that. We'll just go home anyway. You know what I mean? No, but we've still seen great shows, mm-hmm. you know. It'd be cool to see the Snakes tonight, but like Amazing Grace and Beaner Central and, you know, all the same mm-hmm. coffee shops that we go to anyway. Mm-hmm. Great shows.
Well, and there's some intense shows at those
yeah,
places.
Oh yeah.
I heard that Beaner's was just, I don't know if you were there for all the punk shows the other night.
I wasn't, but yeah. I heard some funny stories.
Some crazy things happen at those all-ages venues sometimes, the Prove. And all right, well, let's hear one more. What do you want to wrap up with here, Jacob?
Well, shoot. I'll do Guillotine. She gone from the best thing I had ever seen to a large and rustier guillotine, and in no time did it happen, where the audience wasn't clapping on a smooth as drywall on a new paved freeway. She took a 179 degree turn down a road of gravel and clay, tetanus, nail sharp shards of shale and poison beetles, where that path was riddled with the needles. She kept a ram. Well, ram. Bambling on Bonnie Mary. Only Mary, heard up. Favorite song with only memories of a favorite song. And hoping to get to a better place,
She kept on her way. It's a surprise to me. She surpassed a single day. You know I'm stopping it. Couldn't help her. Eating, sleeping, walking, a rocker could make one thing a better. And she ran into distractions. There is no doubt flamboyant roadside attractions at the legs, at the legs of every rider. She didn't give in to any at night. When it got warm out, she put on her oven mitt. She kept her in. She ran up and she jumped up just like a toto. She fell to her knees when she got there. You bet Mother Nature was feeling warm. You know Mother Nature did share well. Happy to see her as she was to see us. It was just moments as she was right back on the bus. We asked her, how did you make it through? Said it was a memories of all of you. It was the memories of all of you. She said it was the memories of all of you. It was the memories. It was the memories. Oh, it was the memories. It was all. It was all you.
Jacob Mann, live from Studio A, and another original tune. Tell me about your songwriting, Jacob. Like, how long have you been writing your own songs?
It's since I started playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I started playing music, I had the note, like, I'm going to have to write songs to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's what it was about at that time.
And how long ago was that?
It was probably 2011.
Uh-huh. So 10. Let me do the math. Okay. So you were...
around there.
So you were like 10, 11,
yeah.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was what it was about. I'm gonna be famous. And.
But I also liked hair bands.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other weird things at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird time.
And your tastes have obviously changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For some reason, like when we started passionately listening to music, we got really into like hair bands and Queen and then like Metallica and stuff started getting an AC/DC and we got a little heavier like punk rock and Nirvana and then like grunge and stuff and then Disturbed and we got in like Slipknot and like really scary heavy metal and then I don't like we might have like fallen or something and we just got really into folk music. I don't know what
like
happened.
Fallen and hit your head,
yeah, or? Like bumped something.
And when you say we, are you talking about
my
you,
brother and
oh
I.
Your brother, okay, so you guys have been kind of musically tight for a while.
Oh,
it sounds
yeah.
Like mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to play when we played around Walker as Hog Rooster.
Oh, okay.
As a group.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a few cool things with mm-hmm. that.
Now, is your brother older or younger?
He's 13 months younger.
Oh, okay.
Irish twins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Irish twins. Nice. So it makes sense that you kind of would be good friends as well as...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's my bestie.
Mm-hmm.
He's
nice. But and so your musical tastes kind of have gone along with each other. Like, one person will discover something and share it. And,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like we both still like very different things. Like, he's very... funk and jazz oriented, whereas I'm a little more traditional and like little off. Like he learns drum stuff and he's drummed with a few people around town and mm-hmm. and things. Whereas I'll try to learn the banjo mm-hmm. or like a fiddle.
Mm-hmm. Well, you complement each other then.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Jacob. It's really been a pleasure to get to meet you in, you know, musically here in the studio and share what you do with people who might not be familiar with you. I think I get the feeling that we're going to be hearing more from you in the future. So,
thank you, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And again, Jacob Mann is performing for the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival for the first time on Sunday, May 7th at the Blind Pig at 11 a.m. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cheyenne Vavrina. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.